For CGLO News, I'm Hadassah Allen Carr. Feeling disheartened after recent deaths in Montreal's homeless population, a JMSB student decided to take action. Last Thursday, David Desjardins started a petition calling on Concordia to convert the Grey Nuns residence into a temporary homeless shelter. Since then, the petition has grown, collecting thousands of signatures in just a few days. But on Tuesday, the university responded, saying it won't convert the residence. Desjardins says he won't give up just yet. Now he's calling on students to pressure the university to change its mind. In other news, two violent crime incidents took place in Montreal in recent days. A 38-year-old man has died after being stabbed in Verdun at 3 a.m. Monday morning in the fourth alleged homicide since the new year, according to Global News. Meanwhile, in Rivière-des-Prairies, there were three separate shootings, leaving one person dead. Police are investigating if those shootings are related. In all cases, there are no known suspects. Finally, Ottawa is adopting stricter travel guidelines. A new regulation says those flying into Canada need to quarantine in a hotel up to 3 days or until their COVID-19 test results are ready. Those hotel stays could cost travelers as much as $2,000. But tomorrow's new arrivals won't have to worry. Ottawa has not yet announced when the new measures will come into force. The restrictions come as an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19 in Canada. In Quebec, however, cases are already starting to come down. On Monday, the province saw just 890 new cases, marking the first time since early November that the daily count was under 1,000. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.